This shuts it off.
Okay, so we're up to the Seifa. Seifa is a case where basically if you throw a guy in the water and he's able to swim. Okay, he's a guy who's able to swim, and it's a water which he's able to swim out of. Okay? So he's not gonna, the normal circumstances the guy would make it, he wouldn't die from this pushing. And you do is you push him, and then he ends up, for whatever reason, he ends up not making it, and he ends up dying. So the question is, you would think that you're chayav misa, you'd get killed. So it's teaching you, no, that since he was able to get out, so therefore you're not chayav, because it's like, there's no shir misa. Shir misa means it has to be like the quantity of the attack, it has to be such that it would kill, and the quantity of this attack isn't such that it would kill, so therefore you're not chayav.
Yeah, that's
right. Yeah, in the second case, in the Seifa, if you push him into water that he can't get out of, so that's killing him. That's killing him. He's throwing him into the ocean. Throw him overboard of a ship. That's killing a guy. That's basically a dead man. But if you throw him here, he's not a dead man. He could swim. It's a lake. It's a paddle boat. Puts him to the side. But here, he gets a cramp, whatever. Something happens. Gets a stomach cramp, and he ends up drowning. So look, it's on the Avin. It would be, look, you killed him. Kashwan, no, you did an action which really wouldn't kill him. The fact that he died is a side point. Again, just to repeat, so the question, what's Avin? Why would you think you could be chayv? I mean, your action was not an action that could have killed. So it turns out he died? Okay, so what? But it's not as under with you. I mean, he got a cramp, but my action was an action which is not a fatal action. So why is there even Avin like that? Let me ask you a question. Let's say like this. I have another case for you. Let's say you choke someone. Okay? You choke them to death. But your chokehold is a very light chokehold, and it's such that the guy could have gotten out. Okay? Could have gotten out. But he didn't. He didn't get out. Okay? So would you say you're chayav?
Sure.
Sure. Okay, why?
Because you killed him.
Because you killed him, right? So, but he could have gotten out, but he didn't, and you killed him. Okay. So, therefore, so what happens here? So, maybe the question is like this, is that when I throw a guy, let's say I shove a guy under the water. Okay, I take a guy and I shove his head under the water. So, I'm chayav for that. Okay, that's what we set up from last time. Is that if you hold a guy under water, even though you're not killing him, technically you're not actually killing him, the water is killing him. But you're chayav for that. Okay, so why are you chayav for that? So there are two ways to understand. Okay? The Havamin is not going to be the way we were understanding. But Havamin a different way. You could understand is that really the water is killing him. The water is killing him. Okay? Because that's what's killing him. Now, you're not killing him. You're just holding his head. The water is really what's killing him. But since you are using the water, so it's, so to speak, it's like, the killing, which is accomplished by the water, is attributable to you. It's like the water is your shliach. You're saying why? So again, so the question is, why is it when you hold a guy in the water, you're chayev? Okay? Huh? Yeah, why is it that you're chayev when you hold a guy in the water? So, because you're not killing him, the water is killing him. So you could say, look, really the water is killing him. But, if water kills, since you are using the water, okay, the water is like your agent, so when the water kills, it's attributable to you. It's like you're killing him. It's like you're doing the action. Even though really the water is doing the action, but it's like you're doing the action because you're using the water. So the water is the killer. But if the water is a killer and you manipulated the water, so the status of being a killer from the water transfers to you. Okay, it's like not a real killer. So its status of being a killer goes to you, the killer. Again, according to this way, it's like the water really is what's killing him. Okay, the water is what's killing him. But the water isn't like a person. So you're using the water, so therefore it's as if you're killing him. So it's like whatever action the water is doing, that's defined as you. Okay, it's like you're doing it. Okay? Questionable pursuit. Okay? So again, so according to Havamina, again, the water is killing him. Because that's what's killing him. The water is preventing him from breathing. But since you are causing the water, you are holding him in the water, so therefore, when the water is a killer, And that's as if you're the killer.
It's attributable.
It's attributable. It's like the status of a killer transfers from the water, the inanimate water, to you, the animate person, holding him in the water. So if that's the case, if you look at it that way, so now you'll say, so the water killed him. Right? The water killed him. But then you'll say, but he could have gotten out. Okay, fine. So like we said, like let's say I choke a guy, and he could have gotten out. It doesn't mean that I didn't kill him. Okay, it's true he could have gotten out, but I'm choking him, and he didn't get out. So I did it myself killing. I killed him, and therefore that's a resicha. So now I'll say is the water killed him. Now it's true he could have gotten out of the water, but bottom line is the water killed him, and I am the one who's responsible for putting him in the water. It's like the water's killing is attributable to me. So therefore I'd be chayev. Or do you say, the maskana is no, it's not pshat the water is a killer. The water is not a killer. But it's my pushing him in the water, given that I know that water kills, my action of holding him under the water is defined as a maaser tzicha. It's not pshat that the water is a killer and the status of the water as a killer transfers to me, but it's that since I know that a person can't breathe underwater, through my machshava I know that a person doesn't breathe underwater, so the action of holding a guy underwater is defined as a maaser tzicha on my part. It's defined as a maaser tzicha. Or similarly, the action of throwing a guy into the ocean, is a maaser tzicha on my part. So if you look at it as a maaser tzichas, and you have to say, well, is my maaser, is the maaser which I did, an action which under ordinary conditions would lead to killing? So if I throw a guy into a kiddie pool, so that action is not a maaser tzicha, because under ordinary conditions it won't kill. And the fact that he ends up dying, but you can't say that I did a maaser tzicha, so therefore I'm not going to be chayev. But again, the Havamina didn't look at it as my maaser tzicha. He looked at it, so to speak, as the maaser tzicha of the water. The water was doing the killing. And then, if the water is the killer, then I'm causing the water, so I'm chayev. So if you look at it that way, then the water is killing him. The water is doing the action of killing him. The water is causing him not to breathe. Now, it's true, he could have gotten out, but either way, he didn't get out, and the water killed him. So if you say the water is the killer, and then that transfers to me, so then the water killed, and therefore I'm chayev. So cause that's what the Mishnah is teaching you, is that you're not chayev, there's nothing else, there's no water, waters aren't killers. But the halacha, it always boils down to your maaser tzicha. And the halacha, the way you're chayev when you hold a guy underwater is because that action is defined as a maaser tzicha. So that's if you have continual pressure. But if I throw a guy into the water and I'm not continually acting, I just did one-time action, and then I walk away, so then it has to be packed into the action that this action would ordinarily kill a guy. And that depends on the nature of him as a swimmer and the nature of the lake. And if he ordinarily would get out, so you can't say this action was a maaser tzicha.
So you would be putter in the case of the choking? The maskana?
No, in the case of the choking, I'd say you did the action. So you kept doing, your action is actually killing him. Your choking is an action. See, so here in the water, you're not continually choking. You just threw him in the water one time. Now, that action, at that moment, that's all you did. That action has to be either maaser tzicha or not.
You could still say it at any given time. He could stop you. He could get out, and he did it. So you should be
putter. By choking?
Yeah.
But you kept choking. So your maisa is the very last moment which killed him, and you were choking him. So you did a maisa ticha. Lord, you're continually active in the choking. So therefore, you did a maisa ticha. By the case of the water, you threw him in one time. So now that's it. And the question is, that's all you did. Now the water is doing, but the water doesn't do. So you're chayiv because this action is maisa ticha. So at that moment, that has to be defined as maisa ticha. Now, since it's a kiddie pool, it's not defined as maisa ticha. The fact that he happens to die is besides the point. But in the choking, you're holding him and he's not getting out, and you keep the hold, and you keep the hold, and you keep the hold. As you're keeping the hold, that's the maaser tzicha. You're doing the maaser tzicha.
So, am I correct?
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's true. This is David saying good. It's like last we were saying is that design could be incorporated into your action. There would have been two ways to do it. I mean, I think the way we were talking about it was more like the maskana way.
Right, anyway.
But there are, it's furthering, there are two ways to do it. Two ways to understand it. One way is to say it, because the idea of last week is that you utilize the forces of nature to kill someone, be it fire or water, yechayev. That's the machshava, yechayev. But how is the mechanism? Is it that the water is the killer, but when water is a killer and you caused it, it defines you as the killer? Or do you say, no, that's not the way it works? Rather, it works is that an action of manipulating the forces of nature could be defined as a maaser tzicha. You're maaser tzicha, not the water is maaser tzicha and then it's attributable to you, but it's a maisa on your part of manipulating forces of nature. But then it still has to tie to your action, and the second your action ends, it ends. And you have to define it in your action as being maaser tzicha. So then your maisa doesn't have a shiur tzicha. Because your action isn't so one that it would kill.
Unless this follows the last.
You're right. It's furthering the we did last time. It's in a new case. It's carrying through to the Maskana, showing you how you understand the idea how it works by Kavash. Yeah, right. If he can't swim and you're throwing him into a kiddie pool and whatever, then in a chanami you'd be chayav because that's ma'aser tzicha. Because it is ma'aser tzicha. But that's what Rashi says. A guy like him would be able to swim. Would be able to swim. Would be able to get out. Okay, so now we're going further. Okay. Now further is very interesting. Very interesting. It's a new point. Kind of a new point. Pretty much a new point. Okay. Related in fact, but I think in Sfar it's separate. Okay. So the question is, the Gemara says, "Who gavred the mitzvotim alecha yusa dechavre b'shemsha b'meisa?" So a person forced his friends. It's like five lines from the bottom on Ayin Vav on the base, 76b. So a certain person forced his friend's animal into the sun, and it died. So you could force someone in the sun also. I mean, hold a guy in the sun, could be the same thing. Hold him in the fire, hold him in the water, hold him in the sun. So a guy forced his friend's animal in the sun, held it there so it couldn't get out. Apparently it was boiling hot, and the animal was going to die because of the fact that the guy held it there. Okay, he held it there. So the question is, are you chayev? So Ravina Machayev Ravacha Bar Rav Potter.
Is this a murder question?
No, this is a Nezek question.
Right.
This is a question whether you chayev to pay for the animal, mm-hmm. for the money that the animal cost. Because also, just like you have an idea of a Maisa or Tzicha, of an action of murder, you have an action of Nezek.
But are the rules the same?
That's kind of the question here. But I mean, in general, there is an idea you need a ma'aser tzicha. Okay, you need a ma'aser nezek.
Yeah, right. Nezek aren't the same. So like
right. But here, put it on the surface. I mean, the most questioning it. I mean, that's the most question.
Nezek and tzicha would have the
right.
same rules.
Right. I mean, that's really the question.
Okay.
Right. But the question is, I mean, in general, the idea that you need a ma'aser nezek is true.
Right.
For instance, grama, if you cause something indirectly, even though it's the result attributable to you, that's not a ma'aser tzicha. That's not a ma'aser nezek in a chayiv. So you need a ma'isa. So the question is, so Ravina mechayev. So Ravina says yechayev. Okay, just like yechayev for killing someone through force of nature, so to avoid killing his animal. Why? Kal v'chomer. He says it's a kal v'chomer. Okay, what's a kal v'chomer? Uma rotzaya shelo asabo shugeg kemezed v'ones keratzon. So if, when it comes to a killer, where we differentiate between someone who kills by accident or on purpose, someone who kills unwillingly, and someone who kills intentionally, still, even though by killing we make these differences, and we only kill someone if he kills with intent, on purpose, the whole deal, still, chayev b'osam tzamtzem. Still, we say the guy who uses the force of nature, who forces the guy underwater, is chayav misa. Okay, nizikin. When it comes to damages, she'asabah and shogeg kemeizid ronas geratzon, where we equate. If you damage someone's thing, we equate whether you do it on purpose or by accident, willingly or unwillingly. Person is always responsible for his damages. So certainly, eino din shechayev onus mitzamtzem. Certainly, you should say that a guy who forces his animal and his friend's animal in the sun should be chayev. Okay, in killing, it's harder. What's harder to be mechayev a guy? What's more lenient? Where is it easier for a guy to get off the hook? It's easier for a guy to get off the hook by killing. See, by murder, there's all these different ways to get off the hook. I didn't really mean it, whatever. And yet, still, in the fact that you forced him, use the force of nature. Isn't an excuse. Doesn't matter that he used the force of nature. Still yachayev. So then by dinei mamonos, by damages, where there are no excuses, it's easier to be mechayev a guy. So then certainly he should be chayev for a mitzamtzem.
Very indirect kind of proof.
Indirect, but it's still a proof. It's kal v'chomer.
Sounds good.
That's why kal v'chomers work. I mean, we have to explain it, but We have to explain it, but let's just take the pshat for now. So Rashi, Nezikin Shasabal is Karatzon, right? He says, Heicha da'avid bi'adayim. If he does it with his hands. Afilu yashan, even if you're sleeping, even if you're sleeping, you chayv. If you do it with your hands. So certainly, mitzamtem, even if you don't do it with your hands, even if you use some sort of a thing, some sort of tool, you should be chayv, because you see, by killing your chayv, even if you don't do it with your hands, use the water. So that's Rabbi Ravina's position. Rav Acha bar Rav Poter. Rav Acha bar Rav argues. He says you're Poter. Okay? He says you're not chayev. He differentiates. He says by killing, you're chayev if you do it through the force of nature. But by nezek, by damage, you're Poter. Okay, why? So it says, Amar Rasharshi, my time of Dev, who Abba, the Poter, Amar Kra, Mos Yumas Hamaka, Rotseachu. Okay, so the hitter is put to death. He is a murderer. Birotseyach hu demechayev lan mitzamtzein. When it comes to murder, that's when the mitzamtzein is chayev. The forces the guy underwater is chayev. But nezikin lo chayev lan mitzamtzein, but nezikin not. So there's an extra word, rotseyachu. Most of you must have something like a rotseyachu. So it's a showing you, it's a miyat, that there's a case where rotseyach is chayev. But not a regular person. Not a damager. Rashi, Racha Poter, the Groma Balmahu, the Shemsha Kitla, Katlai. Because you'll say, you're just the cause. The sun is what's killing him. The sun's what's killing him. In other words, if you don't have the halacha of Mitzamtzeim, if you don't include that halacha, if you don't have a pasuk teaching you or something teaching you chayef or this thing of using the force of nature, so then you still are bringing it about, but you're bringing it about indirectly. So he says it's just the grama. Okay, most people against the maka. Save for the krad leil, obe eva, there being a mitzamtzeim, right? Because it's in the very end of that pasuk. Obe eva taught you mitzamtzeim. V'ksiv rotzeichu miutel within the zikun. So it's an exclusion to exclude nezek. Okay, to exclude nezek. And so you're not chayev for this thing by nezek. Right. Okay. So question. I'm going to put it a little differently, but the question is that the reason why by murder. So you're only chayiv, you have these differentiations between mezid and shogeg, you're only chayiv, you did mezid and willingly, as opposed to in mammon and nezek, damages, you don't say that, seemingly is because when by murder, when we kill you, when you kill, it's because it's a punishment. So it's a punishment for your crime. So you did such a terrible thing and we're going to punish you. So therefore you have to be willing, has to be willing, has to be on purpose and all that, it's a punishment. But by damages, you're not chayiv to pay because we're punishing you. It's just that you did just justice. You damage just things, you have to pay. So it's a totally different framework. I mean, nezek is justice and damages compensation, and this is by murder. It's a din of punishment. So of course, the framework of punishment demands that you did the crime, that you were willing, there was a willing choice to do it. But when it comes to the compensation, the point is I did damage, who cares whether I meant to or I didn't mean to. The point is I damaged this thing. So I'm responsible for the damage that I caused. So that makes sense. But what does that have anything to do with now when it comes down to like a Maiser Tzicha? Is it a Maiser Tzicha if I kill using the water? Or is it a Maiser Hezek whether I kill using water? And okay, maybe it is by killing, and it's not by nezek. I mean, what does one have to do with another? The fact that I'm chayav by mezid, shogeg, whatever, has nothing to do with how you can define something as ma'isa rotzeach, or ma'isa rotzicha, or ma'isa of nezek. That's two different discussions. So how does that carry over? It's like a kalan chomer in a different framework. Like the chomer of a misa is in the framework of punishing a guy. We're not going to punish him because he's not willing. But it doesn't mean like the definition of the Maaser Tzicha is maybe more harder or easier than the definition of Maaser Nezek. So how do you just draw this comparison between the two? Okay. What's the logic of the Kal V'Chomer? You know, you could say all Kal V'Chomers are like that. I mean, maybe they are, but we have to explain it a little bit. And then also the question is, what's the other side? Right? I mean, what's the logic of the other side? And what does it boil down to? I mean, that's the question. What does it boil down to? I mean, there is a certain sense as why should it be worse by killing than by, than by mammon? Why is that? Why, right? And what's the limit? What's Seyahu? I mean, it's not, is that, what's the Svara for that other side, you know? Yeah. Maybe I'll mention that now. I mean, I'll mention now is that the, I guess maybe Matt's question is good. Matt's question is that why don't you just say, what do you have to bring in, a kavachomer or a limud from killing? Just say straight, what's the halacha by the damages? Are you chai for damages like this or you're not? I mean, it shouldn't this be just a natural question about Nezek? But I think the answer to that is what Rashi says, is that really this is an indirect damage, because the son is really damaging him. And the son is damaging, killing the animal. And you're just causing the son to kill him by holding him in the sun. So the indirect, as halacha, indirect damage you're potter for. So in terms of the general rules of Nezek, really you are potter. But if you say that the Torah posited an institution of mitzamtzem, which is defined as like a maisa hezek, so then it's not indirect anymore. Because that's like defined as a maisa hezek. Just like why you hold a guy's head underwater, it's a maisa ratzicha. So if you say the Torah is positing holding a guy's animal in the sun is a maisa hezek, then you can be chayev. But that's assuming you have the ability to carry over the idea of mitzamtzem from here to there. So that you do that. There are different institutions. Also, a kal v'chomer. Or no, there's a limud that says you can't carry it over, but you need some sort of carryover. If you don't have anything which allows you to carry it over, then you're not going to be chayev because it's going to be grama and grama's pater. But, yeah. Yeah, so I just wanted to mention, though, is that the Ran brings down, I don't know if we're going to go into it, but there's a famous machlokas, whether you're da'in dina de garmi or not, which means, do you judge the halacha of garmi? Now, garmi, just to show you how big of a question this is, the Ramban wrote a book called Dina de Garmi. Okay, if you look at Chiddushei Ramban, there's a book called Dina de Garmi, in which he basically, garmi means, if you learn garmi, it means that you say, you differentiate between two types of causation in Nezek. It's a question in Nezek, in damages. Is there a difference between direct damage and indirect damage? Okay, and if you're done dina de garmi, if you learn this halacha of garmi, it means that you say that when grama, indirect damages is pater by nazak. But direct damages, a direct cause, you're chayav for. Okay, and what's direct and what's indirect, that's kind of what the Ramban's book is about. How you start drawing these lines.
So it's a middle case.
But if you hold dina de garmi, you hold there are these two distinctions. If you don't hold dina de garmi, then you just say, is once it's a cause, once it's causation, and it's not your action itself, then you're not chayef.
And the Gemara doesn't come down one way or the other on that?
It's Machlokas in the Gemara. It's Machlokas Tanaim. Rameir, I think Rameir is on Dina de Garmi. So he's just saying is that this, so the Ran says, this whole Gemara is talking according to the side that you're not done Dina de Garmi. That by Nezek in general, if it's you're potter for any cause. So therefore, this is a cause, and therefore you should be potter, unless you bring in some sort of a new thing about mitzamtzem. But if you would hold, which I think we hold by, that din of the garmi, which means that you're chayav for direct causes, this is the direct cause. You're holding the guy's son, the animal in the sun, this is the direct cause, and therefore you'd be chayav for this. So that's what the Ran kind of puts it in a framework. This Gemara is all going within, according to one position. But if you hold direct causes, you know. And I remember, I'm not sure if this is relevant, but yeah, well, maybe hold off on that. I mean, maybe we could explain it. I was in Rabbi Sher, we did it in Rabbi Sher 1 year, this, the Dina de Garmi. We went through that Ramban, or at least parts of it. So I have I remember the main Svara there. But let's maybe we should hold off on defining this, and then maybe we could bring, maybe we'll talk about that. Okay, and after we do these things, so we have to find this Machlokas. And then we're going to do the next thing is a case of where you, if you tie a guy up and you let him die of hunger, so you're potter. But if you tie him up in the sun or in the cold, then you're chayev. And the question is, what's the difference? But if you tie him up and it's not yet cold, but it's going to get cold, then you're potter. So basically, tying up, the case of tying up. On the working conditions, you're chayev for tying up. There's a Gemara and there's a Rashi and there's a little Tosos. Kafsel meis berav. Okay.
Rashi is...